ओम शांति, ओम शांति। गुड इवनिंग, टायर्ड इवनिंग। टायर्ड इवनिंग, टायर्ड, टायर्ड, नो, सो देर इज नो एंथुसियाज्म। Can you express your enthusiasm with Om Shanti again? Thank you. Such a lovely topic. And when it was sent to me in Delhi, I felt it was not complete. The art of heart to heart. Is that? Heart to heart what? Heart to heart conversation? Or what? There's a beautiful word, of course I got clarification from Sister Meera. It is in connection with the theme of the day, experiencing God. How do you experience God? Many a times when we used to give foundation course to the students, they used to say, well, if you have experienced God, show us. Show us. And we used to say, God is not something which I can open my palm and show you. No. He's to be experienced. In our hearts, deep, 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 the sukh, the joy, the experience of God is there. And this is why there is yearning in the soul to experience Him again. The very fact that humanity in general, leave out the atheists, look for God. They look for Him for what? For what? Whatever sorrows they have, whatever problems they have, whatever difficulties they have, they can just leave those things with Him and feel light. We offer prayers, we offer gifts, various kinds of things we do when we go to churches, temples. Just leave something. What is it symbolic of? It is symbolic of the heaviness that the soul has, the burden that the soul has. Soul wants to feel free by surrendering it to the deity, God. Earlier we used to say prayers. Earlier we used to perform bhakti. But after finding Baba, after knowing him thoroughly, what do? We speak to him. We have communication with him. And by communicating with him, we feel light. And we experience the joy, the bliss, the happiness that was lost has again re-emerged. How does it happen? In the morning today, a point came up, and it is very important. I repeat it in this class too. Many a times Brahmins say, yes, I know he is my father, I know he is my mother, I know he is teacher. But how to experience? How do I know that what I have spoken to him, he has received it? How do I know? And the point that came up was practice of soul consciousness. We give example to the new students. If you want to have the flow of electricity in the wire, copper coil, what do? You remove the rubber, isn't it? You remove the outside, coating, and it is only then the current will pass. It's an example we give to the people. Easy said. I have to ask myself, how do I communicate with Baba to feel that flow of love, flow of energy, power? We know Baba is the ocean of knowledge. Baba is the ocean of love. Baba is the ocean of peace. Baba is the ocean of happiness. Is this merely a theory or a mantra that I keep repeating, or it is an experience? Tell me. How do we experience this? Heart-to-heart conversation. In Hindi we say, very nice word, and there is no translation for it. Ruhan. The conversation between the soul and the supreme. Ruhan is a very special word. Very special word. Ruhaniyat, very special word. We have no translation. Simply by saying, I am sitting in meditation, and simply if I say, Baba, you are this, you are this, you are this, will it be sufficient? Will it give me experience? No. Secondly, if I sit down in meditation, the whole day I have spent being an extrovert. And when I sit down to meditate, whole day has been spent in body consciousness. And when I sit down to meditate in the evening, do you think we can have that experience? Can we? Yes or no? No. Just as to sow a seed, we need to plow the land, prepare the land, and then sow a seed. Similarly, to have heart-to-heart conversation, I have to check, how do I spend my whole day? I remember we were undergoing training, teachers training in Madhuban, 1969. You know that small training section that we have in Panda Bhavan? Dadiji was in the history hall conducting class. The sisters there were sitting in meditation the whole day. It was bhatti. Bhatti, you understand? Right from morning till evening, they used to be in silence and sitting in meditation, intense meditation. Around 8 o'clock, there was noise. 8 or 9, whatever it was, in the evening, a lot of noise. Dadiji asked, from where this noise is coming? And someone said, Dadi, the sisters, the Kumaris, they had their bhatti today and now it is over, so probably it is. Dadi said, the whole day they sat in bhatti, they should be in silence. Why this noise? How come this noise is there? The next day, Daddy gave a class. What were you doing the whole day? If you are sitting in intense meditation, you will not feel like speaking at all. It means the whole day was not spent in the way it should have been. Then it got registered in our minds that it is not the matter that we sit in silence only, but what is my mind doing? When we say soul conscious, what does it imply? Does it simply mean that I keep looking at everyone as a point of light, point of light? No. Soul consciousness means to be the embodiment of the core qualities of the soul, which are not limited, unlimited. For instance, love, when it is seen in the framework of soul consciousness, this love will be unconditional. This love will be for everyone and equal. Similarly, peace, if you interpret it in terms of soul consciousness, peace means remaining stable under all circumstances, no matter what. Soul consciousness. So when we sit or have conversation with Baba, obviously it will not be through talking, speaking, but my feeling is, it is through feelings, experience, that we communicate with Him. It is not simply when I am in disturbed state that I sit down to communicate. No. Baba has said time and again in the Muralis, children, always be in combined form. There are small practices in combined form. He's my father, he's my teacher, he's my guru, he's my friend, he's my child. Everything. I don't feel to have heart-to-heart conversation, we require any art or skill. I don't feel so. It is so natural, so spontaneous, so pure. But to connect with Baba, it is not through intellect. If you read the Muralis, what does he say? I am Dilaram. Dilaram means comforter of hearts. I am the intellect of intellects. Buddhivano ki buddhi. And he clearly says, I don't want intellect, but I want heart. We have used our intellect for 5,000 years. What is the result? Baba wants now heart to come into action. When we say heart, it means pure innocence, purity. Naturalness. You do something with your heart, it reaches him. For anything, any service, what does Baba say? Put your heart into it. He doesn't say put your intellect into it. And to tell you the truth, the real joy of Brahman life lies in surrendering our intellect to him and working through the hearts. It's very difficult to surrender intellect. Very difficult, but still, heart has a better place than the intellect. I have heard Baba saying, and Baba says several times, so-and-so's remembrance reaches me. When so-and-so in personal meetings, so-and-so sits in remembrance, her vibrations, her remembrance reaches me. What does it mean? Simple mothers, no education, no university education, but pure at heart, innocent. Whatever comes to their mind, with love, deep love, they talk to Baba. There is one mother, probably now she is in Global Hospital. She was in bondage, I know her for the last 40 plus years. Her husband never cooperated with her. She used to live alone from Delhi. And you can imagine one mother living all alone. She used to get sick. Many, many problems, many, many things. And she used to narrate her experience. She used to say, Baba, I have given my life to you. Now I am sick. I need medicine. Baba, you come in the form of doctor. And the doctor came. She got the medicines. Not only one, thousands of experiences are there with her. Thousands. Why? Deep love, unadulterated faith, unadulterated love for Baba. She was all alone in Delhi, living in a house, and now in the Global Hospital, she has so many people to take care of her. Doesn't he take care? He does. Provided we love him, it has to come from the heart. She remembers nothing. Baba, Baba, Baba. Comes from a rich family. When we sit in meditation, especially for Ruruhan, first thing, how I will connect myself with Baba is to be totally soul conscious. There will be no words when you become soul conscious. So much deep silence is there. You don't speak at all. I remember when we used to meet Mumma and Baba, the small children. I remember tears used to roll down my cheeks. Baba used to ask, "Child, do you want to say something?" Mama used to ask, "Do you want to say something?" "No." And Baba used to wipe tears with his handkerchief. Baba could understand the soul and then give blessings. Similarly, when we sit in front of Baba, say for instance, if you have some difficulty in front of you and you're not able to decide what to do, to go this way or that way, sit down in front of Baba. Doesn't he know you? He knows everything. Just sit down before him. Present yourself before him. Place your thoughts before him. And then see what strikes your mind again and again. How do I know? This is the inspiration from Baba. How do I know? It can happen that whatever has been going on in my mind, same thing comes from there, because whatever I want, whatever I have churned, I have decided, maybe it appears. How do I still know that it is from Baba? When it is from Baba, it will keep striking your mind again and again. And when it is your own thought, your own decision, you will not feel satisfied. Even after that, those thoughts will keep ringing in your mind. But it is from Baba. One of the signs would be, after that you will feel light. That inspiration will keep striking your mind and you will feel light after that. Just as when there is something in your mind and you speak to your near and dear one or speak to your senior, you feel that it is over. You feel light. Similarly, when you sit in front of Baba and you feel light, this is one of the signs that Baba has accepted, Baba is giving inspiration to you to do that. And when it is your own, no satisfaction will be there. Still the thoughts will go on and on and on. Now, should we only sit in front of Baba when there is a problem? No. Just as when a child comes back home, what does he do? He speaks everything, whatever has happened throughout the day, speaks to the mother. Once his record is over, then he goes for lunch. Similarly, whatever has happened, just speak. Talk to him. And you will know where you were right and where you were wrong. Just share with him. Let's not postpone it up to the end of the day. When we sit down to audit our day. No. The person who you love, what do you do? What do you do? Do you postpone your conversation up to the end of the day? What do you do? Anything special happens, you pick up the phone and talk. Yes or no? Yes. You just pick up the phone and talk. Oh, this has happened. This has happened. Similarly, heart-to-heart conversation would involve frequent conversation with Baba. I don't know if you remember the one brother's name, Angana. Just 3 or 4 months back also Baba spoke about him in the Murli. He was from Bangalore. I have seen him. He did not know Hindi. Dadi Hirde Pushpa did not know English. He came for the course. He was inspired by Baba. He came for the course. He would speak Tamil and English. And Hirde Pushpa Dadi, Chandramani Dadi's elder sister, Hirde Pushpa Dadi was the founder of the whole of Karnataka. Why Karnataka? Whole of South India, I will say. Because Bangalore was the first place where Baba's message went. So, she was not able to speak in English, but the feelings, it was through feelings that he understood Baba. Dadi would say, "You soul, I soul, he our father, supreme soul. The world, no home, Paramdham, our home." In broken English. Can you believe? That brother became one of the heirs of Baba. First place in the whole of the world. Where he surrendered a building in Mama's name. What was it? It was his pure love for Baba, inspiration from Baba, his conversation with Baba. The language of the soul is not Hindi or English or Kannada or Punjabi. The language of the soul is vibrations. Language of the soul is silence. Language of the soul is deep feelings, realizations. It is these things that reach him. You may sit in front of him or not. While moving around, this conversation can go on. When my mother was in the hospital, I was in Abu, I received a message, she is in the hospital, I went to take leave from Avek Bab Dada. And Baba gave me clear directions. Tell her to do this and not to do this. Soul was in conversation with him. Baba takes care of us. We don't use Baba. We use our intellect more, our heart less. Honesty, truthfulness, transparency. I will narrate to you one instance. How soul, when is talking to Baba with full innocence, purity and transparency, how it gets transformed into a blessing. There was a brother was a good supporter of a center. But he had very harsh kind of language. And sisters were really very fearful. They would not like to face him. But because he was a big supporter of the center, sisters had to give him respect. I'm talking of nearly 55 years back. And this brother was to come to Abu. Sisters did not want him to accompany them. They said, you are a special soul, you can go any time to Abu. But he said he would like to go with the group only, with the party, which sisters did not want. But ultimately, he made it a point that he goes with the party. Now those days, when we came to Baba, we used to go to Baba's room after getting ready and seek time when Baba would meet the group. It was Panda Bhavan. Sister was coming out of Baba's room after taking time appointment. And this brother was coming from the other direction. You remember Munni Ben's room? There was a small gully and it was coming from the opposite side. Sister was afraid of him. She changed her route. Went from behind. Now it became pakka with him that she must have complained about me to Baba. Now what happens? He goes to Baba's room, sits before him, and says to Baba, "Baba, I'm like this, I'm like this, my dissanskar is there, sister must have told you everything." Baba's, "No child, she hasn't said anything to me." "No Baba, you are not telling me, you are hiding from me, but she must have said everything." Baba, "No. But the deep thing which was coming from deep down from his heart, tears rolling down, that realization. And do you know what Baba said to him? Baba said to him, "Child, there is no other serviceable soul better than you. No one is more serviceable than you." He is talking all these things. And Baba in return is saying this. And it became a blessing for him. He became very serviceable. Now he left his body, but he became very serviceable. This realization which comes from the heart, Baba always says in the Murlis, Sakar Murlis, children are not truthful. Children think that Baba does not know. Nothing is hidden from Baba. I don't mean to say that we must always be talking of our weaknesses to Baba. No. There can be many things. Many things from the field of service, some decisions, planning, inspirations. But conversing with him, sitting in front of him, and my experience says, when you surrender yourself to him, many a times I say to him, "I have surrendered my life to you. I have given my life to you. Now you are responsible." We must exercise that right over Baba. We have this right. But it should come with love. With love and from inside. Baba does not want anything. Baba does not want anything. Baba only wants pure hearts. Pure hearts. Nothing else. In India, there's a scripture called Ramayana. And there's a character deity called Hanuman. And Hanuman was an ardent devotee of Ram, Lord Rama. And he opens his heart, opens his chest, and there's heart. And that heart, there is the picture of Ram shown there. Whose mema is that? Whose mema is that? No one is raising their hands. Is it your mema? Yes. Yes, it is ours. It is ours. In our heart, Baba is there. And in Baba's heart, we children are there. Baba says, "No one else resides in my heart." So today, on the eve of New Year, the eve has already started, the eve of New Year, I remind you of your new residence. You come from Mexico. Where do you reside? UK, Africa, Canada, US. Where do you reside? Rakesh bhai, where do you reside? New residence. It is not new. I am only reminding you. Your new residence is Baba's heart. Okay? Which is your residence now? Where do I live? If someone asks you, where do you live? What will you say? Baba's heart. I live in Baba's heart. And Baba's heart is so big, he can accommodate all of us. He can accommodate all of us. So, new place, new house. Theek hai? Theek hai? Make Baba your own companion. My companion. Always keep talking. When Daddy Gulzar was sick, I used to go to see her in the hospital in Mumbai. And I found she used to be totally engrossed in Baba's remembrance. But Daddy used to have a finger like this and say, Baba is watching, Baba is smiling, Baba is seeing. And sometimes jokingly I would say, what is Baba doing? He is not helping you at all. No, don't say so. Baba is seeing, Baba is watching. Baba is smiling. She has made Baba her world. Her whole world is Baba. This I have experienced when I was there with her. Not only once, several times. Whenever something we said, she will reply, Baba. Daddy, who will take care of the yajna? Daddy Janki has become old. You have become like this. Who will take care of yajna? And you know what she would say? Who is taking care of yajna now? Baba. Baba will take care of yajna. So Baba, 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 and only the ones, Baba needs purity, Baba needs unadulterated love. He does not need, but this is a qualification that he wants from us. Okay? Okay.